Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. Well, it's nighttime, so should I say good evening? Hi, this is Alice Boswell. I am your host, and this is the show Pieces of Alice. All right. How are we going to do this? I was doing the show, then I stopped the show, okay? But now I'm back, and it's a new year. As we all do, we do these resolutions and goals, and that's what this show is about, New Year's resolutions and versus setting goals. Now check this out. We only got 15 minutes, so we're going to get right into it. We're not going to spend too much time dilly-dallying and keeping on talking and reminiscing and all of that, because that's what I do, of course. And I ramble, so don't pay me much of attention. But first, what I would like for you to do is make sure you follow the show. Second thing I would like you to do, make sure you follow my social media pages, Pieces of Alice. So you can just type it into Facebook, and you can also follow me on Instagram and YouTube. I decided to do the show, have my first show of the year on New Year's resolution versus setting goals, because we always want to set these goals, right? We tend to make much of the resolutions as the new year rolls around. Humans that we are have been doing this for over 4,000 years. And then in the next couple of days, maybe a week, we're not doing it. We realize that we just don't want to do it, or we stop doing it. Other things come to mind. Resolutions. What are resolutions? Resolutions are statements of intentions. All right. So versus setting goals. Goals are statements of commitment. All right. Resolution, a firm decision to do or not to do something. I am going to lose weight. A couple of days later, no, I'm not going to lose weight. Goals, the object of a person's ambition, effort, and an aim to desire results, which sound more appealing, all right? Because the goals, you actually, and we're going to be talking about this, you actually can just write down your goals. How about that, right? When you write them down and you see them, you tend to follow them a little bit more closely. When you involve your goals and they give you the support that you need, you tend to follow through with your goals more than resolutions, okay? All right, so just think of this. The clock is now counting down, all right? And you can actually go see the clock on my website, which is www.piecesofalice.com, and sign up for the newsletter while you're there. But the clock is counting down, and we need to get some things in order. Resolutions will not cut it. We need a solid plan that will offer you tips to get you, and well, I will be offering you tips to get you started. Okay, let's get started. New Year's resolution, do they really work? Okay. Do you remember that feeling at the beginning of a school year, starting with a brand new school supplies, the sense of freshness, things beginning as you open up the first page of the new notebook and you hold up a sharp pointed pencil and you poise to make the first mark? Usually, the first pages of my notebook will have my best and neatest writing. It's not so much now, which then deteriorated over time goes on. My desire to do my best, reaching for higher standards of I'm doing my best as the day-to-day routines of the daily living take me back to the standards of mediocrity. You know what? I am going to take a speech class. All right, I have to, because some of these words, my words just would not come through. I stutter, so that's probably one of the reasons I can't get the okay. And well, the standards of mediocrity and just getting by. Okay, so listen, the beginning of the new year is when we reflect on the past year. And if you haven't did that, you should. If you haven't thought about meditation, you should. There are plenty of YouTube videos on it to get you started. And so and you can see the things that you would like to change and do differently, right? A new year represents a fresh start, clean page in life. There is a desire to live better, reach goals, and make a fresh start. We make New Year's resolution and promises to ourselves, we will do them. We summon up our power and determination and step into the new year with the greatest and sincere intention. No resolution has become almost, New Year's resolution has become almost a joke. And this is really sad of the season, right? Because it's well recognized that those intentions often fail quickly as they are made, right? I'm going to lose weight. A week later, eating the whole pizza. I'm going to lose weight. 3 days later, eating the whole fried chicken all to yourself with some side order fries and a loaf of bread. It's one common resolution is, of course, losing weight, okay? It is the busiest time of the year for fitness centers. And it shows, all right, they have reports out there that show that new memberships are rarely kept up more than a month or two. New Year resolutions do show a good intention and are not sufficient to make a permanent change in our lives, all right? So why do New Year's resolutions fail? Well, because we are motivated by the pleasure of life rather than pain. Let me say that again. We are motivated by the pleasures of life rather than pain, okay? Many resolutions involve some pleasure, all right, whether it be eating, stopping a bad habit. We know that although we enjoy our bad habits, their consequences are ultimately not beneficial for either our health or our life, okay? The desire for instant gratification, for short-term pleasure is far more potent than any logical mental sense of reason in most cases, most, right? We know what we should do in our head, and I go through this all the time. I know what I should do, but I turn around and I do something else totally different. But doing it when it opposes our immediate desires, it's tough. Our mind is composed of two parts, the conscious and the subconscious mind. Brain activity takes place through neurons. Okay, now this is a little science, mental health, whatever you want to call it. In 1 second, the conscious mind uses 2,000 neurons. In that same second, the subconscious mind uses 4 billion neurons, right? This means every second, 2,000 neurons make conscious decision. 4 billion neurons make subconscious decision. Which part of your mind has the most significant control, do you think? Right? The subconscious mind is trained by the constant repetition of beliefs, values, and lifestyles you have taken and lived from an early age. It automatically follows the familiar and well-trodden path of well-ingrained thoughts, ideas, and behaviors. The subconscious operates from such a well-established history. Read a book. You can find all this in a book, right? The subconscious operates from such a well-established history that it responds automatically to the learned responses and behavior. This is why it is so challenging to create new habits of thoughts and actions, and the subconscious mind will always try to revert to an old familiar way of doing things because they have become so automatic. The conscious mind has a hard job to make the permanent changes because the power of those 4 billion neurons, it can be achieved. But the conscious mind takes hard work to restrain our subconscious mind, okay? It is said you need to do something at least 30 times or 21 days to create a new habit. For life changes, long-learned behaviors, it can take far more than that. Believe it, okay? For example, have you ever gotten in a car? We'll go with the car, and driven to your destination, and not remember the journey there. Have you been driving using your subconscious mind, learned behaviors, and your conscious mind has been thinking about something else? However, if you were to drive in a different country whose custom is to drive on the other side of the road, your conscious mind will be working very hard to correct your subconscious mind, learn an instinctive behavior. Okay? The whole experience of driving on the other side of the road feels wrong and uncomfortable. If you lose your concentration, you could find yourself automatically going back to a familiar patterns and become a road hazard. We don't want to do that. All right? So, at the beginning of this year, what we're going to do, we are going to write down our goals, okay? We're going to write these goals down. How about that? All right? Here are some tips on working on New Year's resolution, okay? And they're not resolutions. We're going to say goals, because goals you tend to pay more attention to, okay? We want that conscious mind to work. Don't expect instant results. It's a process. Plan small, attainable steps to your desired goal. Celebrate each successful step towards your goal and work on it until it feels automatic before progressing to the next. All right. Reward yourself. It's okay. Reward yourself. All right. You don't have to do a big thing, go on a trip or anything. Just reward yourself. You know, a piece of candy or something. Don't give up if you experience relapses and setbacks. No. You adjust your plan as you go along. Review your next steps and goals several times a day. Visualize what it looks and feels like reaching your goal. This is where meditation comes into part. I meditate in the morning. I meditate in the evening. Sometimes people get on my nerve. I meditate throughout in the afternoon as well. All right, but you want to visualize your goals, and I have so many goals that I want to make. So I have a goal that I would like to see the sunset from a cabin, all right, and I can just see it. Oh, and I see myself with a cup of coffee or hot chocolate or a glass of wine, and I'm bundled up in a blanket, all right, with someone next to me that I'm in so in love with, and we're just watching this together. All right, I visualized it. I can see that. All right, write down your steps and goals and find people who will support and encourage you on the way. All right, so those are your 15-minute tips, okay? When I come back next week, we're going to talk about the goal. Now, we talked about the resolutions, okay? Now, we're going to talk about those goals. How do you get to those goals? What do you need to do to get to those goals? Hey. This is a 15-minute show. I don't want to keep you too long because it's getting late and I got to go to bed and I got things to do, okay? But I want to thank you for joining me. Make sure you look, check out my website, piecesofalice.com. Make sure you follow me on YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook. And thank you for joining me. I appreciate you so much. See you next week. Okay, on Sunday, I promise I will be there, okay? Thank you.